Hello, everybody, and welcome back to How to Sell to Women. This is Lisa Sasevich, the queen of sales conversion and founder of the Invisible Close Sales Systems. So, wow, what a journey. It has been an incredible, incredible 3 days together. I feel completely expanded as an entrepreneur, as a woman, as a business person, as an agent of change. And I just really want to congratulate you on being with me on this journey and your commitment to honoring, serving, inspiring the woman client that's already in your business or that you love to attract. Thank you for being my partners, both men and women who are listening, in just really stepping up with this sophisticated customer and paying attention to what she needs to be able to say yes to herself. Now, you've heard the term save the best for last. You've heard the term, or one of the ways I like to think about it is kind of like you can have a fabulous meal, but boy, dessert. I'm always excited about dessert. And I have to tell you, I am so honored to really be, you know, kind of like bookending this series, me opening and our next guest to bring it home for us, because she is somebody that I look up to, that I respect, and as a mom with two small kids, I look at what she's done in her own business and in her own family, and I'm so moved and I'm so inspired. So it is my honor to introduce to you Mary Morrissey. Mary is a speaker, a best-selling author, a consultant for over three decades. Her transformational talks and seminars have made her one of the elite teachers in personal development. She's a sought-after expert on the spiritual side of success and has spoken three times at the United Nations, facilitated three different week-long meetings with His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and met with Nelson Mandela in Cape Town, South Africa, to address the most significant issues our world is facing. Mary has a master's degree in counseling psychology and an honorary doctorate in humane letters, and is the author of two best-selling books, No Less Than Greatness and Building Your Field of Dreams, which became a PBS special. She is the founder and owner of Life Mastery Institute, the premier transformational training company in the world, and as a world-class inspirational speaker, executive coach, and corporate consultant, Mary has 30 years' experience of empowering individuals in achieving new heights of spiritual aliveness, wealth, and authentic success. And among all of her achievements and degrees in higher learning, Mary's favorites are the two black belts she has earned, one in success and the other in failure. I love that. Welcome to the call, Mary Morrissey.
Thank you, Lisa. I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you.
It's been such a blessing to get to know you and your family, you know, over the years. They've shown up in our courses, and they've been just rock stars at implementing and, you know, using our work to grow your work in the world. And that's why I wake up in the morning. So whenever I look at the amazing things you're doing, and I look at your family, and I look at what you've created in business, in love, like that, I just feel like, okay, I'm going to keep going because it's worth it.
Your work, your teaching has been instrumental in decisions we've made, and the successes we've had has been instrumental. We're very, very grateful for your work in the world.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you for doing such beautiful things and including it in all the other amazing things and strategies that you do and teach. So I would love for people that are listening, we have both men and women here who are, you know, looking to grow their business in serving the women client. How and when, you know, tell us a little bit about the unique transformation that you offer, and what percentage of your clientele is women, and sort of like where you discovered your calling to empower and serve women.
Okay, so my calling to empower and serve women, particularly as a woman myself, my own transformation really began with an awareness shift when someone introduced me to a way of thinking from success instead of from problem. Stephen Covey, when he did his 7 Habits, wrote about the first habit. He called it Be Proactive. That particular mindset training came to me in a different way. I was in a hospital having been diagnosed with fatal kidney disease and told that the best shot I had was 6 months to live if we could get one of the kidneys removed, the one that was the most toxic, the other was 50% destroyed. And this was in 1967, and there was no transplants and there were no dialysis. And the kind of kidney disease I had in those days was, there was no hope. But the night before the surgery to remove the right kidney, a woman walked in my room who identified herself as a chaplain, who offered me prayer, and I was scared, and I said, okay, but she pulled her chair next to my bed and did nothing at all that looked like prayer. She asked me what had been going on in my life the last couple of years, and when I told her my story, she looked at me compassionately, and my story had been that I'd gotten pregnant in high school, got kicked out of high school, had finished high school by attending where pregnant girls and delinquent boys went to high school, and I had a tremendous amount of shame around that. This is long before there was a mind-body clinic at Harvard Medical Teaching Center or we had the understanding about mind-body connection. She pulled her chair next to my bed, heard my story, and then looked at me and said, Mary, everything's created twice. And I had no idea what she was talking about. And she said, you know this? Everybody knows it. Very few people have any idea of the power of knowing this. And she said, the bed you're laying on, the nightgown you're wearing, the sheet covering you, the walls, the ceiling, the floor, all the machinery you hooked up to, first it had to be a thought before it could be a thing. And then she said, I hear how much you love your little boy, but I also hear how much you've been hating yourself. And now that you're considering how everything is created twice, could you consider that there could, in fact, be a corollary between the toxic thinking you've been dwelling in for the last year and a half and the toxicity that is rampaging your body and threatening your very life? And then she just reminded me, you know that if you think embarrassing thoughts, your cheeks get red. And you know that if you think scary thoughts, your heart's going to beat faster. Could it be that if you think enough toxic thoughts, your body will reflect that toxicity? So a longer story that I won't go into here, except that was the beginning of my knowing, because I recovered from that. When no medical person thought I could, she gave me a way of thinking about my circumstance. She told me, after the surgery, when they removed that kidney, she said, I'm going to say some words, and I want you to join me in believing that everything that's causing this dis-ease in you will leave with the kidney. And then when your mind wants to pick up those toxic thoughts and think about the problems and think about how bad you are and the mistakes you've made, instead of thinking those thoughts, you say, no, that left with the kidney, and then immediately turn your attention. And she gave me three mindsets. I call it scaffolding today, where she gave me a scaffolding to send my energy or my thinking pattern along. And she's just as you would if you dreamed up a dream house. You would first dream it up in your mind, and then you'd put it on maybe a cocktail napkin. And then you would finally, if you really are serious about the dream house, you would take it to an architect and condense your thoughts and heart longings into a visible, measurable plan that a builder can build to replicate what was moving inside of you merely as a dream or a thought at first. So she said, here's what I want you to do is when those thoughts of toxicity come back or you start to because she said it's like a groove in a record. You rehearse this so much that there's a pattern to it. So instead, just I want you to imagine you're walking your five-year-old into a kindergarten class, and I told her that my real dream was to be a teacher. So imagine you've got his hand in yours. Feel that little hand in your hand. You're walking down a hallway. His teacher's there at the door. He greets your little boy. He's happy to go off to kindergarten. And you walk down the hall and around the corner, and there is your classroom, and you are now a teacher. And then see yourself in a big auditorium, and you're seeing your son in his high school graduation cap and gown walking across the stage. And you're there, and you feel the pride of seeing your child graduate from high school, and you know that you helped him come to this moment. And then the third image is, and your teaching career is growing. And then she said, and then imagine seeing yourself sitting in the front row of his wedding, and he's marrying the love of his life, and the pride you feel and the joy you have, and your teaching career is flourishing. And she said, just keep repeating that. Well, I had no idea the power of it. But my numbers started to improve after the surgery, and 2 weeks later I went home in a ambulance and had to go to the specialist 4 or 5 times a week at first to measure my numbers, but my numbers subtly and slowly started improving. About 4 months later, I'm sitting in the surgeon and specialist office, and they're scratching their head saying, this is a true medical anomaly. We have no medical reason for why your kidney is 100% perfect. The one you have left is operating perfectly, and there is no sign of nephritis. And that got my attention. I thought, something's going on here. I need to know more about this. And I began to be like a thirsty sponge, finding everything I could find in the field of transformation. How do we transform a result that is constrictive and liberate the very life breathing us into a freer, fuller, expanded expression of itself. And along the way, as I went on, got an undergraduate degree and a master's degree and earned my degrees as well as attended a seminary, I began to do a teaching work and experimented with really helping people transform their lives. And that led to programs and books and PBS specials and United Nations and the Dalai Lama and Nelson Mandela. And along the way, I found that inside every single person is a longing for a freer life and is a discontent around the part of their life that's constricted. And I also found that women tend to be more receptive to this in general than men. I have amazing and wonderful men clients. And yet I would say 70% of my client base, which is tens of thousands, is women. Women tend to be a little more receptive to the idea rather than going out to change their reality by moving the pieces on the board of their life. Recognize that when you go to a movie, the images on the screen, if you don't like those images, you don't go to the screen to change what's on the movie. You go upstairs and put down new film in front of the projector. And if you want to have a different result in your life, if you will begin to think from the result you want rather than fight the problem you've got, things get easier. So I train particularly women and men in a way of mindset and opportunity awareness and how they can work with this thing called life in a way that produces results that are much more fun, much more liberating, and way easier for them. And the results, you know, should improve themselves. So that's the fun part. But I think women, you know, we're in this wonderful era. And if we think about ourselves as women, just even 100 years ago, just 100 years ago in 150,000 years of our species, just 100 years ago, most women couldn't have a bank account in their own name. They couldn't own a piece of land in their own name. And so this last 100 years has been a remarkable shift for women. And we see now with women and men together, I call them tip of the arrow person who really recognizes that they can make a significant difference for their family and their community by living a life that's freer, fuller, and more expansive.
It's amazing to think, you know, it's like with some of the centurions in our life that literally in their lifetime the state that women were in and have come to. It is really amazing when you put it in that way. And you know what I'm curious about is, you know, you have reached all over the world, so many different programs and ways to help people both live and virtually. You know, I'd love to just kind of see if you'd be willing to share kind of behind the curtain of your business for those that are listening that want to attract women clients. What are some of your favorite ways, like literally getting into the strategy of how you and your business attract women clients? Like if you only had to use a couple, which ones would you choose?
Well, we attract clients by helping people understand that if they keep breathing, you're going to create a life anyway. A year from now, if you just breathe 365 days, you're going to have a life.
Mm-hmm.
So you will create that life one of two ways, either by design or default. Yes. So we help people very simply. We help people articulate and begin to feel connected to a life they would love to live. You notice that a lot of the advertising is really helping, putting in front of people what we know deep down people want for themselves. They want freedom. They want flow. They want fun. They want relationship. They want significance and difference making. That's wired into the human nature. And so there's the promise of what can happen for them with the dream building or the visioning process that we offer in little ways, even in our emails. They're always hooked to the promise of more. But then there's also the struggle of being stuck. And we address that. We help people really look squarely in the face of the struggle of being stuck. How long it's been there. How many years we told ourselves we were going to drop that 10 or 20 pounds. How long and the superstition, struggle, stuck, and superstition around. It's an interesting thing. You know, 500 years ago, the superstition on the planet was that if you go out too far to the edge, you're going to fall off, that the world is flat.
Right.
And because it didn't matter that it wasn't true, it mattered that people believed it. And Henry Ford said, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. So for all of us who are sharing this call, however successful we've been in attracting women as our client, we want to turn the volume up on attracting women, we really can do that by really getting inside the mind, the psyche, the heart of the woman that is the ideal client, the someone that we know what we have to offer, whether it's a service or a product, that we have to know deep in our heart that we really can help this person. Because interestingly, women are very, very intuitive. They're smart and they're intuitive. So it hardly matters the words we say in marketing or our presentations. The energy of it is what they read. They pick up whether or not we really care about them or we're just trying to get them to do something. They can feel that and smell that and know that. And so I think for any of us who are wanting to attract more women clients, it's our own mindset and our own, even as we're looking at what our copywriter has given us or the copy we write ourselves, before we begin to write that copy or if we're going to edit that copy, we want to get in the right mindset of thinking of a woman somewhere that we might imagine that is struggling. She's got kids and stuff, but she's, you know, what is it you're going to bring? Think about the client you would love to attract. What's she going through right now that you are the answer for? Connect to her imaginally and speak to her with your heart. And she will feel your caring. However the words are, the different things you're offering, she will feel that caring. It'll come right through your marketing. It'll jump right out of all the many things that are coming her way. Because I actually believe that the energy of your caring communicates as much as your words. And when you're asking how do we attract so many clients, that is, I am very, very careful about that in my business and with those who work with me, that before we have any business meeting, before we have any planning session, we anchor first our real caring for the client and the difference that we believe we can make for them and our desire to really complete that circuit, that when they finish our program, when they finish our product, whatever it is they're receiving from us, or simply receiving a video from us that will help them start their day in a better way, that the impression of increase is so strong that they literally will have a better life because they interacted with us. That's our goal. And then we communicate that through every action, word, activity that we take. That's our goal. So we're not perfect at it, but that is our goal. And I can tell just by, our company is doubling. I know that has a communication factor to it.
Are there certain mediums you found that just, you know, when you get connected to that space, are there certain mediums you found for you personally that you feel you can get it across more effectively than others, you know, sort of favorite mediums right now?
Are you talking about technology mediums perhaps?
Yeah, like whether you know, just really love to communicate through video or you found that, you know, just picking up the phone makes the biggest difference for you, or maybe you love to be live. Just, you know, curious for folks that kind of have an open slate in front of them, what's the most effective actions that you can use to communicate that care?
Well, I would say, and it might be helpful for people to know, too, that I built a very, very successful multimillion-dollar business and lost everything. I had a business partner and a former husband who had a manic breakdown and misused money in 11 different companies, and they all the whole thing fell apart. So I had to start at scratch just about a decade ago, start all over again. And so I just want to say that because you may be, somebody listening here may be at a beginning and say like, oh, well, of course, you make millions of dollars. You can do a lot of things. You can do, you know, this and that. But, I mean, listen, you know, too, I mean, you start where you are. The most important piece of business advice I ever got was start where you are with what you have, and what you have is way more than you can recognize. But if you really work hard with what you do have, you can't even see what you have that you couldn't see before that. So when my business fell apart and I took a 3-month break and I began to build again, I used the phone, I began a small little internet site, and I began to give because givers receive. So you can't have a head without a tail. So we gave daily messages and I would give phone calls of support and everything that you can give while you're building an economic engine to support your business. Because a business without an economic engine is a hobby. And I would just say that for now, I mean, at this point, we use many mediums. We have live events multiple times a year. We have videos that go out daily. We have, you know, I'm a daily, we call it the Daily Dream Builder, and it's an inspirational and very strategically supportive email that many thousands and thousands of people receive daily. It's just a 1 minute, but it gives people a moment of hope, a moment of decision, a moment of mindset for the day. And I love the webinars. I teach in my programs, I teach twice a week live. I'm a teacher at heart, as I mentioned, so yeah. I love the teaching component. We have coaching. I'm very similar, I think, in some ways. You really help people transform their dream of a business into real, measurable, consistent, growing results in their life. And that's like you said, it's what gets you up in the morning. It's those results are way beyond any kind of economic gain that any business owner can have. And I just know that communicates when we really deeply care about our client. And women can feel that. Women are very smart in knowing whether the advertising or the promotion or the free webinar or any of it, because at the end when we invite people to take another step, and they can, I just believe that they can feel whether or not we really care about them versus just making the sale. So I would just say to any of us, any of you that are listening, you want to increase your numbers with women, is really look at who's working with you and make sure their heart is in the right place. This is something as a leader, a business leader, you want to lead. It's easy to get focused on the numbers. And you do have to have, you do need to make a profit so you can stay in business. That's business. But the heart of the business and the soul of the business and the culture of the business, as a business leader, we really, that's probably our strongest and most important job, is to make sure that those who are working with us, whether it's a copywriter or the webmaster, or that the heart and soul of what is really, what called you into business, why do you want more women clients? It's not just the woman client because she will buy. It's the real satisfaction of business, of course, is that intangible something that is beyond the bottom line. It's really feeling good knowing that because you walk this planet, people's lives are better. And you wouldn't make a product or a service that you didn't believe that, so you want to transmit that believing into the minds of the people that are working with you, so they can help you amplify the caring through the messaging that you're doing, whether it's video, audio, web, or live event.
It's great. You know, it's funny. It came up with Natalie Ledwell 2 days ago. It came up with Christine Closer yesterday. And I'm curious from you, a lot of us started out doing teleseminars. Some folks are loving webinars these days, like you just shared. It's a little bit of a technical question, but I want to put it into what you're saying, which is about, you know, connecting with your heart and the message that you want to give and the difference that you want to make. Have you found when you moved from, you know, simply just picking up the phone for the teleseminar, when you moved into webinars, that you could communicate, you know, I'm assuming you're using sort of a slide plus your voice. I don't know if your webinar shows you as well.
Yeah, we use a system where we can use slides, and I could just use my voice or video. It's video and a PowerPoint.
Does it show you live as well?
Uh-huh.
Or
yes, and we can read. Yes, it shows me live. So I can look them in the eye. So I can,
yeah.
And I set up one room, and I have a one little room in my home that we set up with.
Yep.
For $200, we put in a lighting package, and I have I put up two bookshelves behind me, and I have a little set. And so I can just walk
That's
in
great.
Do my live webinar broadcast, and the lighting is good, and close the door behind me, and I'm done. It's 1 hour in, 1 hour out.
So they can see you live, and they can also see your slides, and you can connect with your heart and look them in the eyes and really get all of that right from your home.
That's right, and they type in their questions, and we dialogue back and forth, and I have one of my assistants will come in and ask the questions and read them, so I'm not needing to do all the technology by myself. But I love being able to look them in the eye and see their names and know they're there. And so the last free webinar we did that wasn't with a group of clients, we had 5,000 people from all over the world auditioning for the new year. And we're going to see more and more and more people online. There's huge numbers of people coming online over the next 3 years.
Yeah.
So any of us who really want messaging to touch the heart of the woman around the world, this is really our moment.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you, you know, kind of showing some of the technicals, because there's a lot of people trying to figure out which way should I go. And I love the fact that with a multi-million-dollar business, you've set it up simply for your house, a couple hundred-dollar lighting package, make sure you look good, that they can see your eyes, you know, that you can connect and give the most live experience possible, which I think kind of translates into the next thing that I, you know, want to make sure to touch on with you is inspiring women to say yes. You know, and you and I know they're saying yes to themselves, right, to their own transformation.
Right.
What have you found most effective? Obviously, we've got the way that you attracted them, the connection, the trust, you know, all of that. What about that turning point, that part where they really invest, you know, they go for it beyond a level, just being interested? What have you found that you always include?
One of the things that, my mind is going 14 different things that we do on a
consistent basis. I'm sure, I know.
Yeah, but let me just kind of take it apart. One of the things that we make sure is that what the product or the service is, that we're inviting them to invest in themselves for a result, that we are crystal clear about the result that we believe this will produce for them. Number one. Number two, so they can see the results, number one.
Okay.
Number two, they have an emotional relationship with the result. If they don't have an emotional relationship with the result, they will not bring out their credit card.
Mm-hmm.
They have to have, it's a relatability, that they have to see themselves inside the picture of what their life would look like with that result. So, of course, you tell about Sarah and what happened with her when she did this, and Marnie, what happened with her when she did this, and somebody else. But now let's put you in that picture. And let's imagine your life and give them a clear picture of what their life looks like with the result that you're offering them. And then whatever the product or service or program is that you're offering them, you know, I say to them, you know, I flew to New York last week. I gave United Airlines money. I didn't really want United Airlines. I wanted New York, and I wanted New York fast. I didn't want to walk to New York, and I didn't want to drive to New York. I wanted New York fast. I said, the program is like a jet. We're your jet. So whatever, you're helping people cut down their time, have experts. They don't have to fumble and bumble in the jungle the way we share stories ourselves about finding the solutions that we found and how we can cut their learning curve. They don't have to fumble around. We can help them and help them fast. So, but what they really want isn't the jet. What they really want is where the jet will take them. And there, when we're doing live events, that this might be helpful to some of you listening, is women particularly love this when you're making an offer to them of a result. And then you say, how many of these, you could just wave a magic wand and your life look like this now. Would you love that? Without any money, just take money off the table. Would you love that result? Raise your arm. And we get them raising their arm up high and say, now keep it up. Just keep your arm up high. And then you talk for just, they're going to want to drop their arm. You say, no. Keep your arm up high. You've made a decision. You're doing this thing. You're waving your magic wand. You're going to have this life. And their arm will get tired. And then say, now take the other arm and hold it up a little bit. Imagine what having a little support, just even a little support, feels like.
Mm-hmm.
So they have the more emotional connectivity to what having support while you cross some threshold barrier in your life, whether what it was business support or whatever the support is or the transformation that you're offering with your product or service, women tune to what it feels like to be supported, that they're going to feel more confident because they've got the support structure with them and working for them. You've got their back on this. You're going to go with them. Women, you know, thousands of years, men are out hunting solo. Women are sitting in circles. They're community. So it's like knowing that there's somebody who's going to put their arms around them and who knows more, who can help them cut their learning curve. Women relate to that, and they will, and you encourage them, this is your moment. This is your moment.
I love that.
And,
I love that real, tangible experience of feeling the support, you know.
Yeah.
That's really beautiful. I mean, like you said, you want them to have that emotional relationship to the result. What a beautiful way to put that right, you know, right into the real
mm-hmm.
tactical, visceral experience. Really cool. Really beautiful. What about the woman, Mary, who thinks she needs to have it all together before, you know, or the man, you know, the folks listening
mm-hmm.
that are like, I love all that, but I've got to get it all together before I can sell to women or, you know, serve women.
Yeah. I would just say if I had waited until I had it all together, I'd still be waiting. Every one of us.
Me too. I second that.
Yeah. So I just want to make it easy for any of you listening to this. It's just like nobody, even those you admire most, the people who we look at and go, oh, my God, in any endeavor, sports or anything that are so successful, they were none of those things when they started. Every one of us learned to walk by falling down. We did it crummy. And that's how you get good at anything. You do it crummy and you just keep doing it. So the important thing is that you get started and you do what you can do with what you have, and you will get better. I just would say, I think you have to get it together. That's one way your pattern that has got you where you are will keep you there. You got to break past that.
I love that saying
anyway.
By Maxwell Maltz that, you know, you've got to keep moving forward. God can't course correct you when you're standing still, right?
That's right. Even God can't steer a parked car.
Exactly. So, okay, I know your mind was going crazy with ideas when we were talking about inspiring women to say yes. So I love what you shared, step one, about really being crystal clear about the result, and step two, making sure that they have an emotional relationship and can see themselves in the result. And the example of actually feeling that tactical support, you know, and raising their arm is great. Is there anything else you wanted to say regarding inspiring women to say yes?
Well, one of my mentors told me along the way, Lisa, his model was paint it red. And by that paint it red, he meant that whenever there's a little discomfort or, gee, I hope they don't feel like I'm selling them, it was like paint it red. And so one of the models I use, particularly with women, is calling out what it seems like when you hear the word sales and the kind of old model we might have around sales and manipulation or pushy or and then to remind them that literally they have been selling since they were little girls. They sold their mother on that extra cookie. They sold, if they've ever been kissed, they sold that person on the kiss. But this is word transaction. Sales is transaction. And that I will say out loud, I am going to do my everything within me to try to sell you on you. Not my problem. If this is not the right thing, I don't want that for you, but that you make a decision for you and don't languish in the I'm going to change my life. By then I've had them look clearly at how long what they want to change has been in existence, how painful that's been to be stuck this long, and what it's cost them. What did it cost them to live their lives that way? And what if we could turn this around and turn it around quickly? So I just painted red that I'm going to do everything I can to help them say yes to themselves. That's what I'm doing. That's
so
during the present.
When you say painted red, you mean like highlight it, come out, show it. Don't. It's not
that's
covert
right.
operation. You're like honest about it.
I'm completely honest with them. I'm not when I'm making the offer, I'm not making the offer all the whole hour or it depends if it's an hour, if it's a day, if it's a weekend. There's a point where the offer is made. And it's crystal clear, and I am very clear with them that in this stage I am making you an offer that I absolutely believe will change your life. It will take you to whatever that offer is meant to do. But I'm painting it red, and I will say, and I will do everything within me during this moment to sell you on you. So
I love it.
And I'll walk them through that. Yeah.
I love it. Now, real quick, any no-nos, either things you've tried or that have been tried on you as a woman, any no-nos when attracting, selling to, honoring, serving women?
The thing that I found didn't work, but mainly I've felt it myself, is it just goes on and on and on and on. That the offer, there's a moment where you make the offer when you've helped somebody get to an emotional pitch where they are related. They have some relationship with the possibility for their life in whatever area you bring it. There's an emotional pitch. In that moment, you tell them, I promise you I'd make an offer. I'm going to make that offer now. It's going to be, whether it's 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever the framework is, tell them what's coming, deliver what's coming, and finish what's coming. But don't go on and on and on, because that you will walk right past the sale. There's a moment when there's a crescendo, the sale is ready to happen, and where most people lose momentum and clients, frankly, not just that sale, but clients, is they go way past it. They just keep talking and talking and talking.
I know that the times that I have personally done that, I'm usually nervous or I don't know how, you know, I don't have a structure, so I haven't thought about, you know, how to end it. And I mean, that's the power of structure, right?
That's right. And that's why your work is so
brilliant.
Right, you know,
in this whole series, nobody's brought that up, and it's so powerful. It's such a powerful, it's actually a powerful way for us to end the series. Because there is a crescendo, right? There is that moment.
And that's why your work is so powerful, because you help people, you give them a structure. And I'll also just say that those of you that are doing live offers or teleclass offers or webinar offers, most people spend more time planning and rehearsing their content than they do the offer. And the offer is where you have a chance to communicate your heart, communicate your caring, and communicate the opportunity. And so I would say practice the offer at least as much as you practice your content.
That is so powerful, Mary. Wow. I got to tell you, you know, this is the area that my ears peek up, and you are so right. We do. We spend a lot of time on what we're going to say and what's in those pre-launch videos, and then we just throw the offer out, and there's not a structure. And that's why you're so successful, right? Because you get it. You said it earlier. I love that comment about a business without an economic engine is a hobby. You know, and that economic engine she's talking about is the structure for your business. Well, I know that there are so many people listening that would just, you know, they have the same experience I have when I listen to you. It's like, oh, water in the desert. I want more. and that you have put together something very special for the folks that have really been just amazing and participating in this series, that I want all of you to follow me on over to take a look here. You can find it at selltowomen.com/Mary, M-A-R-Y, selltowomen.com/Mary. And it is just, it's Mary's amazing morning mentor program. I'll let Mary tell you a little bit more about these 90 inspirational videos that are just going to greet you and transform your life every morning for the next 90 days. So what are they going to find at selltowomen.com/Mary?
Well, thank you, Lisa. It's a gift from us. And the gift is a 90-day, we call it My Morning Mentor. Some of the most important thing that's happened in my life is the mentoring around mindset and a decision for the day. So I've created... This is all complimentary. It's a complete gift to you. So as you're taking everything you've learned with Lisa over these last days and all the notes you've taken, still there's a way of employing that and putting that in your daily life. And so you do start your day somehow, and the way you start your day sets a signal and a frequency. It's like you turn on your television. The picture on the TV is going to be the picture that's aligned with the where the tuner is tuned. So we want to tune you to possibility and tune you to the promise of this day being full of opportunity. And it's a mindset training. It's also how you can think from the results because it'll honestly build your confidence that you really can achieve the things you want to achieve. So there's a story, or a quote, but it's me looking you in the eye with an idea for your day 90 days in a row. And the encouragement is start just when you get up in the morning, you brush your teeth or whatever you do first, put on the right mind for the day, and you'll be encouraged, you'll be inspired, you can make a decision on your own behalf, and you go forth and live your day. And the next day you do it again, and you do that for 90 days, and then just watch what's happened in your life. Because even if you change 1 degree that day, you go 3 months down the road, you're in a whole new place. And that's a gift to you. My Morning Mentor, we're happy to give that to you, and I hope you'll accept that gift and use it.
Thank you, and I accept. I can't think of anything more empowering than waking up to the inspiration and transformation that is you every morning for the next 90 days. So everyone, once again, you want to go to selltowomen.com/Mary right now to get that gift activating your life. And also, this has been an incredible 3 days. I think I shared with all of you earlier, we were We had 12 expert teachers confirmed, and before I knew it, some of just the most incredible and inspiring business owners were coming forward saying, I have something to share. So if you missed any of it over the last 3 days, or you simply just want to be able to hear it again, I mean, think about just this interview we had with Mary. I know in the first 10 minutes I was like, I could hear that again. I could hear that on my power walk again. We have our special VIP upgrade package all ready to go for you. And if you gift this to yourself, you invest in yourself before the end of the series, so really today is the last day. You have 24 hours to listen free to all the speakers that were today. But if you know you're not going to get through it all and you want to have it forever, you just go to selltowomen.com/upgrade. And you will save $100, so it will be less than half of the investment after that time. It's $97 now and $197 after the summit is over. This includes all of the MP3s, so you can take all of us with you on your morning workouts, your power walks, or just when you need a boost. It includes the transcripts, so you can easily find the tips that are being shared here. I know there was a lot of verbiage you may want to model. And you might have heard me typing in the background, my personal action sheets of the things I'll be implementing and handing off to my team, as well as the free gifts from all of our speakers, very easy to find so that you can go through and really start activating those in your life during this amazing year. So, again, that's selltowomen.com/upgrade. It's $97 for the entire series. And remember, you can also go to selltowomen.com/Mary right now to specifically get started with taking her work further in your life. So, Mary, thank you so much for wrapping up this amazing training series with me. Total honor to be with you and share in the conclusion, which really is the opening, the beginning for getting all of this implemented. And for everybody who has brought your whole self here with us over the last 3 days, thank you, and I'm very excited to see how the work that was shared here and the inspiration that was shared here can be a pebble in your pond for making that big difference that you're meant to make and being handsomely rewarded at the same time. Have a wonderful day, and thank you again, Mary. How to Sell to
Thank
Women,
you.
Lisa Sasevich. You're welcome. This is Lisa Sasevich signing off, and we'll see you around our Sassy campus. Bye-bye, everyone.